It's good to have you here today, for God is. Indeed, He is. And we've been taking a very close look at who God is in Christ. That is, since we believe Jesus is God, what do we learn about God from the life of the God-man, Jesus? One of the many facts about God that emerge in Matthew's Gospel is that Holy God is one who allows His Son Jesus to suffer for us. But it's more than allows. Yes, it's far more than that. God intentionally chooses His one and only Son for suffering. God makes it so that He goes through intolerable pain in His human flesh. Before even time began, the all-knowing Yahweh promised in exact detail this specification for Christ. He will be the one in whom all the wrath of God for sin will be unleashed. And the wrath of God creates affliction beyond description, as we're going to see. The fact is, if God is going to welcome mere humans into His glorious and all-holy presence, then God has to deal with sin. The Almighty hates sin, and He cannot tolerate it. You must understand this about God. He hates sin, and He cannot tolerate it. How could an all-righteous God accept an all-sinful, unrighteous people? He cannot. Unless, hold on now, the Lord Himself designs a way to remove sin from the sinner. Unless God Himself makes the unrighteous righteous, the unholy holy. And that is exactly what God does in Jesus Christ. So that if any one of us, if any one of you listening to me right now will believe in Jesus and will accept His atoning death as the way your sin will be forgiven you and removed completely from you, then yes, Jesus will accept you into His followership. You will be made holy by His holiness. And this day, Jesus will present you to God the Father as His holy and righteous Son, as His holy and righteous daughter. But for this to happen, I repeat, God makes it so that Jesus goes through intolerable pain in His human flesh on the cross, dying a cruel death for sinners. And that is what we gather together to remember with unique attention this week. This is the crucifixion of our Redeemer, our Savior, and our Friend. All of these to those of us who are Christians. As we remember Jesus and as we worship Him for who He is, I am emphasizing from the Bible that Jesus was fully in charge of His own death. Yes, there was the wickedness, the pure evil of man that put Him to death. And of course, yes, there were the hopes of the devil that Jesus would die. But make no mistake about it. Neither the wicked men nor Satan controlled when or how Jesus actually died. No, Jesus decided that for Himself. And to prove this point to you within the biblical text, we are in Matthew's Gospel chapter 27. Herein, we find two examples for how Jesus commands His own death. We covered the first one yesterday. That's in verses 26 and 33 and 34 of Matthew 27. Matthew 27:26 and 33 through 34. Jesus refused the drink called gall. Today we move forward to this second example, this second proof for the commanding will of Jesus on death, and that is found in verse 50. You've heard me read this a few times before today, and I did that intentionally, so this verse will drop down through your ears, seep into your mind, and fall into your heart. It's a significant verse in the entire Bible. Matthew 27, verse 50 says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up His spirit." Let me repeat that. "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up His spirit." What I want to do is take you underneath Matthew's verse 50 and to divide the sentence into two main parts. Part one is, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice." And part two is, "and yielded up His spirit." I will deal with part two beginning on Wednesday, but let's get started on part one now. And to repeat for note takers, part one of Matthew 27, verse 50 says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice." Here, I want you to see how strong Jesus still is. You'll remember, if you've been with us on God Is, how much the Lord has been through. He's faced the emotional toil of betrayal, from his disciple and apostle Judas Iscariot. As those of us who have been betrayed know well, in us mere mortals, betrayal leaves a deep scar on one's emotional landscape, the emotional landscape of one's soul. Jesus is God, and yet he is also man. And so Jesus feels, at an emotional level, the treachery of betrayal also. In other words, Jesus feels what we feel, only worse. And then, of course, Jesus' body has been beaten something fierce, and so he has immense physical pain. There is emotional toil and physical pain. As we saw last week, his enemies spat in his face. They beat him with their fists, slapped and hit him, and they taunted him, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" And then came the scourging, that whip lashed across his body, tearing off his flesh. There was further beating and taunts, a crown of thorns, only to have the nails driven through his flesh so that he could here hang on a cross. And yet look at what Matthew says. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice. This should capture our attention, and we should pause here to consider just how tough Jesus remains. Please do not underestimate the strength it would take any human being to cry out in a loud voice. Not just a voice, but a loud voice while being suspended on a cross. Oh, Jesus is not wilting. He is not frail or fragile. Severely weakened, yes, but not deplete of control, not unable to master his own body and voice. The point I am making is that Jesus was fully in charge of his own death. We see not a frail man here. We see rather a courageously strong man here. He is crying out in a loud voice, and he is speaking clear truth at this very moment in his crucifixion. You see, or I hope you're starting to see, that Jesus is no victim. The crowds are not in charge. The Jewish religious leaders are not in charge. The Roman soldiers are not in charge. Listen, Satan, the devil, is not in charge. No, God is in charge. Jesus will die on his own terms. And this speaking out in a loud voice with divine authority is proof of it. Matthew is not the only gospel writer that emphasizes the vitality of the Christ. To begin with, Matthew has mentioned this before at verse 46. Matthew 27, verse 46 says, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. Then listen to Mark in Mark chapter 15, verse 37, and Jesus uttered a loud cry. Luke also writes about this in Luke chapter 23 and verse 46, and Jesus crying out with a loud voice said, loud voice twice in Matthew, loud cry in Mark, and loud voice in Luke. Jesus is a man being crucified, yet still fortified by divine energy. When you have a few minutes today or this evening, when your home quiets down, I highly recommend you get out your Bible. Maybe you will even have to dust it off. But do not let that stop you. Get out the Bible and read about the crucifixion of Jesus in the closing chapters of each gospel at the start of the New Testament. See this for yourself. The Lord is determined, despite his terrible torment, he is determined to die when he decides to die, and to die on his own terms. And really, I encourage you to read this for yourself. And there is this one more insight that I want to point out to you today. As we look at the first part of Matthew 27, verse 50, which I will remind you says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice." And my insight is this. Matthew does not record what Jesus actually said from the cross here when he did cry out. But John and Luke do. I want to read these to you. The first of the words are recorded in John 19, verse 30. That is John 19, 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." And then in Luke chapter 23 and verse 46, we read this, "And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." These are the last words of Christ from the cross. They are spoken by him with authority. He does not whisper them. He does not murmur, mutter, or mumble. No, he speaks clearly and actually profoundly as always. "It is finished" means the mission is accomplished. What God the Father gave Jesus the Son to do, he did fully, completely, and perfectly. His life was lived and his death was died exactly as God wanted it lived and died. "And Father, into your hands I commit my spirit" is a fulfillment of Psalm chapter 31 and verse 5. The psalm says, "Into your hand I commit my spirit." And Jesus says it in a loud voice at the predetermined moment of his death. Ah, yes, all of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus Christ are fulfilled with precision in Christ. You want proof that the Bible really is God's word, that this book comes from him? How about that? Fulfilled prophecy is superb evidence for the truth of the Bible, and we find that in Jesus of Nazareth. So what we have done today is to examine more closely the first part of Matthew 27 and verse 50. The text says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice." And tomorrow we will come to the second part of this verse when the text says, "And yielded up his spirit." I will deal with part two beginning tomorrow, so I hope that you'll be back for that. Jesus Christ was fully in charge of his own death. That's the truth that we want to affirm together. That's the truth that we'll be exploring more deeply next time. And then we'll continue in this week as we remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. So join me again tomorrow, for God is.